From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a big explosion in China. At least 17 people were killed and hundreds injured when a shipment of explosives blew up Wednesday at a warehouse in the northern Chinese city of Tianjin. There was no immediate explanation for the series of blasts, although state media say they are believed to have occurred in a warehouse for hazardous materials. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today that he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying he would be undergoing treatment for the disease. The Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not 100% confirm the death of Tomislav Salopek. Since last year, the Islamic State has beheaded or executed more than 3,000 people. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without resolution, but a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord on a unity government within 3 weeks. As the negotiations broke up, UN Special Envoy Bernardino Leon said the two groups noted the need for progress. The Chinese government has allowed the value of its currency to drop again. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined Wednesday, but recovered most of the losses by the close of trade. Syrian activists say at least 36 people were killed Wednesday by rebel shelling and government airstrikes near the city of Damascus. For more, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Mr. Ban spoke Wednesday at a news conference.
To victims, I say we stand with you. Please come forward. Please feel safe in knowing that we will do all we can to respond to these outrageous crimes.
Mr. Ban asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR. A conflict between the Pygmy and Luba communities in the East Democratic Republic of Congo appears to have been sparked by discrimination, according to Human Rights Watch. Nick Long has more.
The United Nations reports hundreds of civilians have been killed in northern territories of the Democratic Republic of Congo's Katanga province since armed groups from the ethnic Batwa, or Pygmy, and Luba communities started launching large-scale attacks on each other's villages 2 years ago. In its report on the conflict released Tuesday, Human Rights Watch calls for DRC authorities with UN support to improve protection, investigate and prosecute those responsible for atrocities, and address the communal tensions and discrimination, which it says appear to have sparked the fighting. Nick Long, Goma.
Africa has marked a full year since it last recorded a case of polio, a key step in the future eradication of the disease. The last recorded case of polio on the continent was in Somalia last year. A spokesman for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is turning over to the Justice Department the private email server she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Clinton has been pressured by Republican lawmakers to relinquish the server ever since it was revealed back in March that she used her personal email account to send official messages. A South Korean man set himself on fire outside the Japanese embassy in Seoul. It was a protest against Japan's World War II-era atrocities. South Korean media say the 80-year-old suffered non-life-threatening burns and was taken away by ambulance after protesters doused the fire. The incident occurred just steps away from where the protesters were demanding justice for the hundreds of thousands of South Korean women forced to work as sex slaves in Japanese military brothels. According to a South Korean news report, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the execution of his vice premier. Citing an unnamed source, the Yonhap news agency said Vice Premier Cho Yong-gon was killed by firing squad in May after expressing displeasure with Mr. Kim's forestry policies. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.